Texte numéro 66. Smoking is no longer forbidden. The rules to behave in public places are known to international peacekeeping forces everywhere. Keep your head down, do not make eye contact, and never make polite conversation with strangers. Refrain from all rapid or unpredictable movements. I transgressed all these when I brought out my electronic cigarette and started puffing, while checking discreetly for other people's reactions. There were a few glances from others, but that was all. One man studied me for a long time and then lit one himself. I thus joined the 1.5 million or so Britons who have begun to smoke electronic cigarettes. The manufacturers claim these are harmless substitutes for real cigarettes, only give off water vapour and, as such, could save thousands of lives each year. It's a claim impossible to verify, of course. My single white stick cost 12 euros and is equivalent to 40 cigarettes, according to its makers, a saving of more than 50% on 2 packets of the real thing. Who agrees? The debate about e-cigarettes is only beginning. They ought to be the elixir of life for cancer specialists and anti-smoking campaigners. Even though not having been in use long enough for a study of potential harmful effects, it's generally accepted by doctors and the anti-smoking lobby that they are less harmful than tobacco, even though concern remains that companies will eventually promote use of artificial, untested or substitute products. At another level, though, e-cigarettes could be seen to insinuate themselves into polite company and corrupt us all. As they contain no tobacco and are not actually lit, they can be used legally in public places where smoking is illegal. One of Britain's foremost football teams recently announced it would be supplying a brand of electronic cigarettes within its stadium. It's been the e-cigarette industry's biggest advertisement to date. Those who championed the smoking ban could barely contain their fury, complaining that the campaign to ban smoking in public places was about making the activity unacceptable. It's expected that from 2016, the e-cigarette market will be regulated when the devices are licensed for medical use to help smokers. This should avoid unregulated pirate products threatening health. By then, a clearer picture will have emerged on whether e-cigarettes are essentially good for those who want to stop smoking or whether they are harmful. But what about legislation concerning e-smoking in hospitals, restaurants, or around children? Prominent football clubs and their new e-cigarette sponsors are thus joking if they think their partnership will lead to an outbreak of responsible smoking. There have been leaks about workshops going into production by hollowing out the tubes and fitting them with special filters so that tobacco can be smoked. Adapted from The Observer, September 2013.